Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Coming up at 5 o'clock, an edition of The Finest. At 6 o'clock, we'll have some TD Tuesday for you. But right here, I have a list of 10 possible head coaches the Cowboys could hire if they do decide to let go of Mike McCarthy. Still no update on that. Maybe tomorrow we could have some movement as the contract officially ends. All right, but I want you to tell me, the Franklin Injury Attorney text line is open. Would you want this candidate to be head coach of the Cowboys, and do you think they would actually hire him? And I'm working off Odyssey Sports right here. We're generating some pretty good written content there on the website, but to go to 105thethefan.com if you want to read more. And we start with a guy on the list that you've worked for before, Brian. John Gruden, the former Raiders and Buccaneers head coach, says he checks a lot of boxes the Cowboys like, which is funny to me, but extensive head coaching experience, a Super Bowl ring, reputation as a QB guru, but obviously, couldn't work, maybe doesn't work because it would draw more negative publicity for the Cowboys than like any other candidate that you could think of. Would you like to see him as the Cowboys head coach, and do you think the Cowboys would do it?
I think that Jerry Jones said that he considers John a friend. I know Jerry's very close with Mark Davis, as we all know, and I think Mark Davis still likes John Gruden. He feels like it was the NFL was on a witch hunt that got him. John's guilty of things, you know. I mean, let's not walk away with that or walk away from that. But, you know, there's coaches out there. John is really good within the, you know, of working with the offense and stuff like that. John is a terrible personnel man. He really, really is. Now, if Jerry is, you know, and Jerry gives the coach some say in what's going on with, you know, with the drafting, the signing and stuff like that, man, you got to control John, because John will, he will give his opinion. There's some coaches that just take jobs and like, hey, what the scouts want to do is cool for me. John's going to like fight you on every
opinion. And he's bad at it. Wow.
Yeah. And he struggled. And I, you know, me with John, and I've been with John a couple of different spots, and, you know, I'm like, bro, you just got to stay out of that room. And he's like, you know, he's F you and that kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, but you know, you're messing with a lot of guys' livelihoods in there.
I don't think the Cowboys would do it. It just seems like it's too hot of a story. You know, what he wrote, you know, I think is a stronger reflection when you don't think anybody's, you know, watching. Yeah. It would be too controversial. As just a head coach, I remember when he went to the Raiders, I thought it was a mistake to take a guy out of the booth for 10 years, you know, and then nothing that he showed me with the Raiders would make me believe that he's anything other than like an old school coach who's, you know, thinks his tried and true offensive principles are going to dominate.
Yeah, he's, you know, he has, I will say this about John and just talking to him, he has a new appreciation of what these coordinators are trying to do. when you sit out and reflect and watch and you're thinking, okay, how these guys moving the ball. And you're right. John's got some old school ways of doing things.
Yeah.
But talking to him, I'm like, who do you like? And he was like, well, you know, have you watched this? Have you watched this team? Have you watched this guy call plays? You know, I think there's a little bit. We all have to change. And, you know, we just can't continue to have the same ways. But he does have some of those old school. His is more old school when it comes to running the ball and how he gets about, how he runs the ball. The passing game stuff, I think he's really interested in how that's evolved since, you know, since he's been in the league.
There would just be a huge void when it comes to the NFL content creation. You know, if he gets sucked back into the sideline, I mean, my gosh. I don't know if
he doesn't even want, you know, to be honest.
He's perfect where he is.
Yeah, he doesn't even want
to. Feeling nicey.
I was talking to him. I'm like, hey, you interested in this Dallas show? He goes, don't even talk about that.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm friends with Mike. I don't want any issues. Mike's a good dude. He's got a job. Keep my name out of things. And I'm like, okay. Fine. Okay.
Up next on the list is Kellen Moore, a name chief we talked about a couple of times yesterday with you out. Could make sense with, you know, the Cowboys brass thinking highly of him. If Dak would endorse that decision, I think you'd be, you know, well on your way towards that making sense. Maybe his lack of head coaching experience is a concern here. I don't think he exudes like head coach energy, if you ask me. What do you think?
No, and I think that's probably something the Joneses would appreciate. You know, like he would just kind of go with the flow with whatever it is they want to do. You're taking something away from Philadelphia, so you're kind of hurting them a little bit in the process. But ultimately, like you said, the hurdle of getting past learning on the job, first-time guy, I think that is not something that Jerry wants to mess with.
This seems to be a really good hire for the Joneses because I think they can influence the coaching staff there. You know,
they'll get to have their way with everything.
Yeah, they could be like, listen, we're going to give you this opportunity, but we would like for you to consider Al Harris, you know, Mike Zimmer. We'd like for you to consider these guys. You know, Lunda Wells. Lunda Wells might be your next offensive line coach here. If a guy like, say, Kellen Moore were to take this job.
Yeah.
Okay, how about we go to Matt Nagy, the current Chiefs offensive coordinator. If you're getting ready to replace Andy Reid, you might just want to hang tight there in Kansas City, but also the chance to be head coach of the Cowboys might be interesting for him. 4 years with the Bears, he peaked Mitch Trubisky's rookie year where he got a ton of credit for simplifying the game and, you know, designing an offense that made the Bears offense hum along pretty good there. You know, but I don't know if
there were some in-game management problems there.
That's one of those guys, good coordinator, not a good head coach.
Story says maybe the job of head coach.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Chicago was a little bit too big for
him. It was a little too big for him. He lost track of some games they should have won.
How about a Super Bowl champ here, former head coach, friend of Brian Broaddus, doesn't have racist emails that we're aware of. Doug Peterson just fired by the Jags. Seems like a get-along guy, too. Not a really strong ego. You know, maybe that could work with the Jones family. What do you think there?
No, I really do like Doug a lot. You know, it's unfortunate what happened to him in Jacksonville. He let things get away from him, though. He wasn't as buttoned up on some things that needed to be done. His teams fell apart there, you know, when they were having success. You know, I just feel like, though, they had a pretty decent roster in a lot of ways. I worry about Doug now. I think the offensive stuff, the coaching stuff, you know, if he was a coordinator, that kind of thing, quarterback, I think that's fine. The head coaching stuff, I just don't think that's the best path for him.
We got Frank Reich on this list, a guy who was given a lot of credit for the Eagles Super Bowl championship with Nick Foles. Then he was with the Colts and the Panthers, and both of those situations ended catastrophically. Yeah. But thought of someone who can develop young players and coaches for future success. And, you know, obviously coming off of a bad situation where he almost broke Bryce Young. But, you know, that was a hot name in the NFL 5 years or so ago. Would you want to take another shot at Frank Reich?
I liked him in Indy. I mean, what happened last year, Carolina is just a dumpster fire. I don't think anybody was having success there. But, again, I just don't think it's realistic. Like, is there really a correlation between him and a history with the Jones family? And he hasn't had enough success as a head coach that would get the fan base excited whatsoever. So I just don't see that being a realistic option. The only one that does out of all these names that I think that they actually would do is probably Kellen Moore.
I think Kellen Moore is a legitimate candidate here.
Which makes me feel internally sick. But yeah,
if Mike McCarthy were to go, I think that Kellen Moore is a guy that the Cowboys would surely consider very highly.
Robert Saleh's on the list. Helped build the Niners into one of the game's most physical and schematically advanced defenses in football before he took the Jets job where everybody fails. He is a defensive coach.
Yeah.
And you know, I wouldn't mind it if, you know, the offensive coordinator is one that can get the most out of Dak Prescott. So, well, I'm not opposed to that.
What you need, though, is you need Bob Saleh not to have any type of interviews, and then that you hire a coach, and then that coach is able to convince him to come work for that 1 year for you. You know,
come be the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, like the Dan Quinn program, you know, and maybe it turns into 2 years or 3 years, whatever, but yeah, you if Saleh doesn't get any interviews, then he's going to, if he wants to get back into coaching, he's probably going to have to take a defensive coordinator position, and you kind of want to be the guy there picking up the pieces for him. Give him an opportunity if it's Kellen Moore. Say Mike Zimmer decides to retire. You know, Kellen Moore could say, hey, I've talked to Robert Saleh. You know, he would be interested in coming along if he doesn't get a head coaching gig here, you know, with somebody else. That's how I would approach it.
Number nine on the list. Well, number eight is Mike Vrabel. We've talked a lot about that. Number nine on the list is Jason Witten, the former Cowboys tight end. Yeah. I just think the path is there now with DeSean Jackson, Michael Vick, Deion Sanders, former players going to college. There's just such a bigger opportunity for my celebrity to give us a winning advantage that you don't get in the NFL. I would be shocked, you know, if I'm Jason Witten and I want to take the next step, it's got to be college, not the pros, well, where I'm looking to go next.
Here we go, Kellen Moore again. There's another opportunity where you bring Jason Witten in as a top assistant on your staff, and now he's got he's getting the pro, getting the readiness there. Maybe he's not the OC, maybe he's the assistant head coach. He's getting experience. If you want him to coach,
that would make sense.
Another position.
Kellen Moore's looking over his shoulder the whole time, knowing that Jason Witten will be the incumbent.
Very well could be.
Number 10, what about Mike Zimmer? If Mike McCarthy falls through the cracks, you don't like any of your other candidates, you can go with Mike Zimmer, find an internal OC candidate, or find another OC candidate, and this at least kind of bridges you to the next thing. Or, you know, I don't think I could rule that out if Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys don't see eye to eye here over the next week, and then you're looking for who's going to be the next guy. You know, Mike Zimmer, head coaching experience, relationship with the Jones family. I think there's a path to him getting the gig.
Absolutely.
Yeah, from the Jones' standpoint, I could see that. I wonder if Zimmer, I don't know where Zimmer's head's at in terms of just wanting to coach at all. Maybe for a head coaching opportunity that would light a fire under him and he'd be hyped up to do it. But it sounds like, I mean, he's a coin flip to return anyways.
Yeah, retirement and wedding, I think, is in his future. He might be, you know, ready to enjoy the finer things in life.
And you go down the list of all those names, like Vrabel, I think we'd be excited about. But do you think any of those are upgrades over what you have with Mike?
I don't.
And I don't either.
Yeah, I don't. None of them.
The Kellen Moore interests me only in the aspect of maybe it will bring other coaches here.
It would make Dak very happy because that probably means Nussmeier's your offensive coordinator, and he loves Nuss.
Maybe a change in, you know, maybe you somehow steal the assistant offensive line coach from Philadelphia or somebody like that. Maybe it's something. Maybe there's some different, you know, avenues there. I would like to see if you're going to change it, and he can go and get, you know, Robert Saleh and some others, and Robert Saleh brings along a defensive guy with him. You know, you might be able to put together a pretty solid staff with Kellen Moore as the head coach.
Yeah, you know, I wonder.
That excites me.
I wonder what the Cowboys are thinking. Are they thinking we don't need to be in a rush because we want Kellen Moore as our next coach and they're still in the playoffs, so until they're eliminated, we don't have to be that urgent about it. There's just so many different ways. And salute to the Jones family, clearly playing this thing very close to the vest. And if they're talking to anybody, nobody's squealing. But we'll be breaking in if there are any reports or anything that comes down the pike that we need to pass along to you. In addition to the finest coming up next, Eric, where are you taking us?
All right, we grade the playoff concession items and who had John Gruden feeling nicey in week 18 next in the nation.